It is all connected. You just got to figure out where them connections are. Yeah, you know. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. This is It's All Connected with Grimnir and the lovely Miss Circle O.
Ooh.
And it's Monday, March 1st, 2021. Yeah, we've made it into the third month already of this crazy-ass year. Oh, boy.
Hmm?
It's gonna be a fun one. Anyway, this is episode 32 of the It's All Connected program. And this episode is called, we are calling it Paranoia the Destroyer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. And you may well remember that song since I posted it earlier in the chat there anyway. The Kinks, Destroyer is the name of the song. That's the line they sing, Paranoia the Destroyer. And so we're going to talk a little bit about paranoia.
Paranoia.
Not paranoia, Vinny. No, that's paranoia.
Oh, fuck. I was prepared for the paranoia. Oh.
Okay, well, yeah, this is about paranoia. What brings about paranoia and what paranoia does to people. And we're living, I do believe, and you can agree or disagree with me, in an extremely paranoid world at this point.
You think like a general thing, most of the, you know, Western civilized, whatever population is just living in paranoia?
Absolutely. And that is brought about by fear that is being foisted upon them by whomever their goonerments are. And all of the so-called experts out there pushing their paranoia, pushing the fear that drives people to be paranoid, and being paranoid causes people to freak out and say, hey, you're not wearing a mask. You didn't get the vaccine. You're not social distancing. And then,
or, like, you know, a year and a half ago when it was Goobacilla going, 98 million people are coming, 98 million. They're walking here.
Yeah, and he's afraid of people that are coming here because their place is worse, or at least they think it's worse.
98 million people.
Yeah. So I asked Sir before the show there, listeners, dear listeners out there in Real Liberty Media. Oh, by the way, we're on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz with this program. And our donation drive, the last official day was yesterday, and I want to thank everybody that donated a tremendous amount. Oh, I appreciate all of your donations, whether they be a dollar or $500. Yes, we got a $500 donation from somebody.
I'll clap for him.
Yeah, well, I'll clap for them all. I'll clap for the dollar donators and the $500 and all those in between. I appreciate everything. Keeps this RLM going so we can keep on bringing you the infotainment that we try to provide. Anyway, just prior to the show here, I asked Circle O if she could talk in a Yoda voice, and she was like, I don't even know who the hell Yoda is. Well, what's a Yoda? Is that like a Lego?
It's the dude that looks like a booger, right?
Yeah, he's like 2 feet tall. He's got these weird ears, and he's all kind of
little green dude.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't really speak in a Yoda voice, and since Cirque doesn't really know who he is, but I'll try. Let's see. Fear is the path to the dark side. See, that sounds like, I don't know what that sounds like.
You're like the Jamaican guy.
Yeah, the Jamaican Yoda.
I'm
all right.
Jamaican,
the stoned Yoda. All right. So, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. So anyway, the fear is the driver of the paranoia. Yeah, I know that's probably the worst Yoda anybody's ever heard. Because I
kind of like that. It's now on my list of favorite Yodas I've ever heard.
Exactly, Moose Girl. Do or do not. There is no try. Yeah. So somebody says, "Oh, I'll try to." Try. There's no try. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure we got better Yoda speakers in the audience, but I am not one of them. I'm not really good with. Well, I mean, I can do weird voices, but not any anything that.
Can you do weird voices?
You could probably do weird voices.
Not a big on weird voices. I'm married to a dude who does a lot of voices, but I never heard your voices, don't remember.
Well, whatever. I
like your Jamaican voice.
My guy. Jamaican Yoda.
Yeah,
yeah. See, Duh says he doesn't even know what a Yoda is.
Oh, it's a Yoda lady who.
Yeah, that's a little different. That's a little different.
Well, it's a dude from a Knock Knock Jode. Knock Knock, who's there? Yoda lady? Yoda lady who?
I always go back to the Ricola commercial.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It was those guys in their, in the Scottish Highlands or wherever, going, Ricola.
Oh, I remember those, but that was ostrich,
What?
Right? Wasn't that like Austrian? Ricola. I remember.
Some kind of throat lozenge or something. I don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah, we have those. Ricola.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so I think they were yodelers, but they played those big old horns,
Yeah. Without having all my facts checked or anything, I vaguely remember reading about how one part of the medieval ages was dominated a lot by paranoia and dark side. And we found out afterwards it's because there was a mold fungus in the weed that when you eat a lot of it,
it kind of sits
in your brain and it turns you paranoid and dark sided.
That was the ergot that grew in the rye grain basically worked it like LSD. But when a whole town of people eats this moldy rye with the ergot in it, then they all kind of trip out and they don't know what's going on because they were just eating a damn sandwich. And then suddenly they're seeing pink elephants strolling up the road.
But you think maybe all this worldwide paranoia... Well, it's not worldwide, though. I'm going to assume it's mainly focused in the countries where that has that, You call it the clap media, right?
Yeah, the clap. It's not the clap. Yeah. It's not the media. It's propaganda. They call it, the people call it the mainstream media, but it's not mainstream. It's absolutely...
fear media.
Global elitist propaganda, which is corporate lame-ass propaganda. Corporate lame-ass propaganda.
Yeah.
The clap.
Advertisement propaganda.
And it works so well with the term clap, because clap is another word for venereal disease.
I thought venereal was, meat. There you go.
What? Well, yeah, you could get a venereal disease on your meat. But
I don't want to.
Anyway, the clap. That's a term I came up with back in the day. Were you around when I was doing the RLM news show?
How am I supposed to know that?
I don't remember
you doing daily news. I wasn't around then.
Yeah, I did a 5-day news show, Monday through Friday.
How come you don't do like just a half an hour news show every day now?
Because it was meaningless.
But you're fun when you do it.
And that was my purpose. That's
the biggest meaning of all, Grinya. Meaning into anything if you're having fun.
That was my purpose, was to break down the propaganda. But see, what happened was those that listen to me every day, and it was a pretty good sized crowd. I got a nice crowd every day listening to me do my news. They learned. They caught on. They picked up on the tricks of the clap. And so when you show them that this is what they say, this is buried in there. The truth is buried.
The NLP.
The truth is buried in their lives. So they didn't need me anymore. Everything was self-perpetuating. The people that listened to the show, they learned how to.
I don't believe that. The world definitely needs you on the radio more.
Well, I'm on 3 days a week.
Well,
isn't that enough?
Well, one of them is a fake, though. You just play music.
Yeah, but the blues is good for the blues is good for your soul.
It is. I'm just saying, you could do like a little news thing.
Yeah, I could.
I'm going to speak for the majority, the silent majority.
Oh, so you're like the representative, the unselected representative of the people.
Of the silent majority. And I'm going to say, we would appreciate it if you did that, Grignard. We would come and listen.
It was a lot of work. That show was a lot of work. I did a one-hour show.
I know.
A one-hour show. It took me several hours of prep and then the post-productions and, yeah.
You could just do like a itty-bitty 20-minute segment.
Yeah, but it still takes, I'm not going to
okay.
do that.
Okay. Don't feel perfect.
Well, besides,
we would appreciate it.
We got people now. We got Hal Anthony. We got doing, and his is not really news, but he covers a lot of news. And now we got the new guy, the redneck dentist, and he's covering some, current event topics, and things like that. And also giving some very interesting other kind of stuff. And Vin E covers some kind of current event stuff, although with a certain bent towards, topics of appeal to him, which makes sense, right? So we got some news and then we get people like Free Enslaved pop in and spew out all kinds of nonsense and then leave. Just messing with you, Free. I love you, Free, wherever you are. You may be wrong about everything, but I still appreciate you.
Nobody's wrong about everything.
All right. Well, most things.
I'm going to go with Free makes a mean Thai curry.
He probably does.
When it comes to Thai cooking, he got it right.
He appears to be quite the chef. And
he loves the Thai food, too. So.
Yeah. And he likes to use good natural ingredients. And yeah. So,
so do you think maybe some of this paranoia is also linked to food? Like it was back then.
Well, there's fear of not having availability of food, which would lead.
But you don't think there is shit in the food?
Oh, well, certainly there is. All kinds of crap. I mean, they for whatever reason, the various goonerments decided, probably being pushed by large corporations. To allow for all kinds of nastiness to be in all of the food, in the water, in the air, and everything. So yeah, I'm sure there's. I mean, but that's that fear is well founded.
Wouldn't it be a concern though?
It is a concern, but you should be paranoid. About the food and the sources and the processes of getting that food to you, or the production of that food, because of the things they do. And it doesn't matter whether it's plant-based or animal-based, because they destroy them all with the nastiness they do. I mean, if you look at some of these big, cattle farms or chicken farms, they treat those animals horribly, and they do bad things. They pump them full of all kinds of hormones and just nasty stuff to make them grow at an unnatural rate, so that they can, you know, grow a chicken that's supposed to take a year or something to fully mature to grow in 2 months. And then it, but it's full of all that, all those nasty chemicals. And so you get that chicken in the grocery store, all packaged nicely in the cellophane there and the foam crap. And you bring it home, you cook it up and you eat it, and you're eating that stuff. You're eating those hormones.
Not to mention, you're eating all that fear and distress that that living being felt.
Absolutely.
When it was living. Because you're eating that living being.
Right.
So if you're eating like a chicken that's in stuck in some cage in a little box, fearing for everything and living in constant stress, that's what you're eating too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no question. And so it goes the same with cows or pigs, you know, for beef and pork, but also the eggs. The eggs you're eating, they didn't do anything directly to the eggs, but they did to the egg producers.
That's part of the chicken.
Right, and if you're drinking...
That's a living being.
And if you're drinking cow's milk, oh, the nastiness and that stuff. I like
cow's milk.
Yeah, but it's full of, I mean, it's disgusting.
That's where you're not a Viking, though.
Why?
Because you don't drink milk.
I drink milk.
You can't be Viking and not
drink milk. I drink milk, but I drink almond milk. And I don't drink the big brands, Blue Diamond or Silk, because they put all kinds of crap in there and those too. I forget the name of the stuff that's in there, but it's really bad for you. But I drink there's some natural brands of this one that I use. Full Circle is what they call it. I understand.
Organic cow's milk from Happy Cows, from a dairy that, you know, is 10 kilometers away from here.
Okay, good. That's good.
A little sad that they have to take it from the dairy 10 kilometers to some central, and then some delivery in the grocery guy comes and brings it up here, but... I'm guessing that's how societies make money, though, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's got to go through all these steps and raise the price with each step. And anyway, whatever.
I like the biodynamic. You know about biodynamic farms?
I am not familiar with biodynamic farms.
Okay, well, they have some general rules, right? One of them is it's that within the farm system, you can't add anything to the system, and you can't waste anything from the system.
Okay.
So if you have cows, which produce a lot of...
manure?
Yeah. Then you got to have a field where you have to use that manure.
Okay.
Because you have to be in a system where you don't produce waste and you don't introduce additives.
Yeah, they could use that manure to make... methane to power their farm.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then also, when it comes from biodynamic, it also means that they harvest a lot according to the planets. So they sow on specific dates and they harvest, and they believe that the positions of the planets according to Earth has an effect on the produce.
So they're an astrological, biodynamic...
That's within the biodynamic. I'm not sure if the people that does the milk I'm getting are to that side of biodynamic farming. But they should be. You know, they have these rituals that are aligned with the astral bodies.
Okay, good. All right, but on the fear thing, or the paranoia thing... Excuse me.
Yeah.
The paranoia driven by the fear, of course, and the fear driven by those that would seek to control you, because that's why they pump out all the fear, is to control you, because they know that you'll become a paranoid little bastard once you've been pounded in the head hour after hour, day after day, week after week for your entire life.
Because when you're in fear, in your anger, you know, you're angry, you are usually in a state of reaction all the time, right?
Right.
So you don't get to another frequency of action or of contemplation or of reflection.
Right.
So those deeper levels of consciousness where that really requires focus and tuning out all that noise.
Yeah.
If you're constantly living in all that fear, which is just noise, anger and fear, it's noise.
Right. Well, you know, you can look back to 9/11. The big 9/11 thing, where for days and days on end, every station, television station, every website, every news outlet was pumping out fear, 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 fear. And a lot of people sat there watching that hour after hour and endlessly.
Why?
And they were paralyzed. Paralyzed.
But why?
Because of the way it was pushed across. And it doesn't matter that none of it happened according to the way they said it happened, but because they were being told that it did, that somehow these 19 crazy guys from some foreign land...
I would be bored. Okay, I wouldn't be able to just sit and watch stuff for hours.
Oh, but it was like a syndrome, you know. People just were apparently sitting there watching this, just glued to it, and just in total fear, total paranoia. And I don't know what they thought was going to come after that. I mean, let's say it actually happened. The way that the government said it did, and that these crazy Muslims got on these planes and hijacked them somehow with box cutters, which seems very unlikely, to say the least. let's just say that's the way it happened. They were able to force their ways into the cockpits and fly these airplanes into these big buildings, which then collapsed at free fall speed into their own footprints. Huh? Anyway, yeah, right. So buying that fairy tale, and that these guys took whatever number of years to prepare and plan and train for this event to occur, what did they think was going to happen next? Were more of these guys going to get into more planes, or were they going to suddenly do other weird things that no, I mean, it was over.
Okay, I have a question,
right?
Because you're there. Yeah, I have a question though, right?
Mm-hmm.
If let's say these people, those Easter Bunny, Osama bin Laden, evil creatures, you know, monsters, they're real, right?
Mid-Eastern bunnies, okay.
Yeah, Mid-Eastern bunnies. Yeah. I never believed Osama bin Laden to be real, just, you know. But,
Oh, he was a person. I mean, he was a person. I don't know that he would have...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. 99.9999%
positive.
But
if they really wanted to harm America, though, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have chosen one of your biggest nuclear power plants, for instance?
Oh,
Wouldn't that have been devastating?
No, they wanted to take down the financial center.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the taking down the financial center, what better way than going after the Twin Towers like that, right?
I'm just saying, wouldn't that have been devastating to America as a continent?
I guess. I mean, pretty much any time America is attacked, it's the worst thing that ever happened in the world. That's the way it comes across.
That is what I was thinking here in Denmark, though, right? When all that happened and they started with the terror here, and what if we're going to be, what if they're going to come here? And I was going, oh, well, then let's just, you know, hurry up closing that nuclear power plant that's just across the water in Sweden?
Yeah.
Because yeah. I would say that if we're bombing each other, power plants is, you know, nuclear power plants is kind of devastating to have around.
Sure, sure. And, you know, if you really want, you know, you could just take down the entire electric grid, which will eventually destroy those nuclear plants, but it will immediately destroy pretty much everything else. I mean, just look down there at Texas and what happened when they lost power for a day. It was all hell broke loose. Power was down for a day, and everything was just screwed.
But when I grew up, right, ever since the 80s or something, maybe the 70s or so, the biggest danger that Denmark was, when it comes to fear propaganda,
mm-hmm.
it was the nuclear.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, nuclear is
brought up with, because through the 80s, we had a lot of protests and everything, and Denmark is declared nuclear-free zone.
Well, yeah, and you can look at the various things.
And I've tried going down that programming of fear, because I know it's not rational. I know that it's a lot of propaganda, because anything that state has been telling me so much, you know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that here was what, like, communism was where you were at. But with us, it was the nuclear.
Right. Oh, yeah, communism was a big fear here for a long time under the McCarthy era.
nuclear is the big fear still here. Like, we even got Sweden to close the nuclear power plant that's closest to us.
And that's because you over there embrace the communism.
No. I don't think anybody embraces communism. Well, of course, there are the fringy people, right?
Well, yeah, well,
we do have like a Danish Communist Party.
I know, but you're socialists, so.
I don't think we are more than you are in a lot of ways.
Well, no, but you admit it. See, it's not that you're more socialist than the United States, but you admit to your socialism.
Yeah,
that's the big difference. Although I think the United States anymore is pretty much admitting to their love of the socialist ways, and trying to drive things that way. Although it's not actually socialism what we have here, but it probably isn't where you are either. It's totalitarian technocracy.
We're getting to technocracy, yeah.
Oh, big time, yeah. And part of that, I have a story here that I brought up that I'm going to share with you about that, which ties into the paranoia. I mean, because as many of us here at RLM and various other places around the interwebs talked about when they started producing or getting ready to produce these various vaccines, were all the nasty things that were going to happen if for those people that did not accept the poisons being pumped into their veins.
Yes.
So here it is. I'm going to share it with you. This is on blacklistednews.com.
Ooh.
Some guy named Derek Bros from The Last American Vagabond wrote this. As the European Union announces they are preparing to implement vaccine certificates, the largest airline association is also preparing to roll out their version of the controversial immunity passports. On Thursday, the European Union's 27 political leaders held a five-hour virtual call to discuss the future of reopening, stuff that should have never been closed, travel across the continent. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters, "The leaders have agreed that we need vaccine certificates. The leaders have agreed that we need vaccine certificates. COVID pass to you and I." Merkel also sought to quell fears about the use of such certificates, stating, "It will certainly be good to have such a certificate, but that will not mean that only those who have such a passport will be able to travel. About that, no political decisions have been made yet.
But can I interject?
Certainly.
Because in late January, the EU also signed a resolution, and you can look it up. It's called Resolution 2361.
Okay.
And it very clearly states that they recommend, a resolution is a law, you know, lawful recommendation from the EU to the states of the countries within the EU, right?
Hmm.
Where they recommend in the resolution that there will be no discrimination against people of any kind due to vaccinations. There will be no forced vaccinations, whether direct or indirect. There will be no pressure on people who do not wish to be vaccinated. So that's the EU official stand on how vaccination should be treated in the national states.
Okay, but they can do it in another way. They can do They can do it through commerce.
That will be discrimination.
Maybe.
No, that's very clear. That's very clear that that will be interpreted as discrimination. They do already have a vaccine demand on airplane flight, right?
Uh huh.
You had that way before COVID too, though, right?
No. No vaccines on air flight before COVID? No.
Well, you couldn't enter certain countries if you didn't get vaccinated.
I don't know about that. I've never entered. Well, I have entered Mexico and Canada, but that was way back in the early days, in the 80s or 70s. Yeah. So I'm
kind of, because as you say, the EU are doing both things.
Right.
So as they write this, they are also pushing the vaccines.
They're pushing the vaccines and
the Danish Parliament are just negotiated or are negotiating the new epidemic law, because they made a change last year with a sunset clause, so they had to negotiate a new epidemic law before the before today.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday they had to be done with it, and there is no mention of vaccines, or there is no forced vaccines in that. But there are a lot of forced testing.
Yeah.
So they're going to, as I see it, what I'm seeing happening over here is it's going to be a test passport. It's going to be testing. So you won't be able to go to a concert without showing a new negative test. Or you won't be able to go there and there to do that unless you can show a test.
Okay. Well, that's today, but tomorrow it'll be vaccines. Anyway, let me go on a little bit here. The discussion around passports has grown in recent months with the UK, Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, and Spain all considering some method of verifying whether an individual has been vaccinated or achieved immunity from COVID-19, which would go back to your testing, I guess, yeah. Whether they've achieved immunity from something that doesn't actually exist. UK officials have also discussed the potential for the use of digital verification tool for domestic travel, which I don't know what that means in the UK. What, are you going to travel to Scotland or Ireland, I guess? I don't know. I noticed Flash is saying he couldn't go to Scotland in 2011 without a flu shot, which was probably some other fake pandemic at that point. In the U.S., plans for immunity passports are being developed. On January 21st, Joe Blow Biden outlined a 200-page national coronavirus pandemic strategy, which included a call for the United States government to assess the feasibility of linking COVID-19 vaccination to international certificates of vaccination. Mm-hmm. So he wants it to be a global thing. The statements by world leaders comes on the heels of a press conference held by the International Air Travel Association, which represents 299 airlines. I didn't even know there were that many airlines. On Wednesday, Alexandra de Juniac at the IATA, I don't know what that is, Director General and CEO detailed the upcoming release of the organization's own immunity passport, the IATA Travel Pass. Anyway, the reason I bring this up and the reason I'm talking about this is because people knew, or some people knew, some people spoke out loudly about the fact that this is where this whole corona nonsense was going to go.
I don't think it is. I think it's much more a money grab than it's about vaccines.
Well, it's about control.
I think the vaccines are just the gambit they're using to get to the money.
It's all about control, and money is the primary source of control.
Yes.
That's how these idiots control populations is monetarily. But.
And I think this is also a data collecting experiment.
Yeah. I think it's beyond experiment at this time. I think it's already in real practice. I think it was all mapped out well ahead of time. And of course, we know that the quote unquote virus was manufactured and released intentionally.
We have a doctor here. We have a doctor who's out in the media, and he's claiming. I haven't really seen a lot of it because I don't watch the news and all that. But he's claiming that 95% of the Danish population was already immune to this virus before it came.
Yeah, it's corona. You know, it's the cold.
Yeah.
I still question why did they change it from corona to COVID, since everybody knows it was corona.
Besides, with the vaccines, I don't understand the new strains, because all those new strains that are coming are not covered by that vaccine.
The variants. Oh, no. In the U.S. here, they're saying this new Johnson & Johnson super duper, you don't have to keep it frozen, only needs one shot thing. It will handle the variants as well.
But then you haven't gotten the new South African one.
I think the newest one here is from Brazil.
South African one, and none of the vaccines are working on that one, and it's really, really.
Oh,
really.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it spreads really. So the people that live in the areas, they should get tested at least, you know, once a day.
Okay, at least maybe. Yeah.
For real.
I believe that. But let's say, looking at the mortality rate caused by this so-called virus, so let's say everybody in the world had this virus. We're talking about 0.0004% of people actually die from this crap. Most of those were pretty much in their deathbeds anyway.
More people die from hunger, and we could end that.
More people
without forcing everybody.
More people die from traffic accidents.
We could actually end world hunger without, you know, doing silly stuff.
Yeah, but then if they did that, how could they keep those people in check, the ones that are dying of hunger? They want to get rid of them anyway, right?
And how could they control the flow of the most basic necessities, right?
Absolutely.
That's what they're doing for all that.
Yeah.
And then we come back to that fungus, paranoia fungus mold.
The ergot, LSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got us all on that shit, Grimmy.
Well, I wish I was on that. I'll do some LSD.
No, not that. I think they got like some fungus parasite mold thing.
I'd like to do LSD with you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I know how to.
Well, it's really easy. You just put it in your mouth and...
But,
oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I know how to do the trippy trip thing.
It takes you someplace that you've never been, and you'll enjoy it while you're there, and you'll find out things about, well, everything. That's the key.
That sounds like walking on a beach, though.
Yeah, but maybe a beach on a distant world in another galaxy. Where you have the capability of understanding everything.
Just
yeah.
Never explaining it or articulating it.
Oh, no, you can certainly do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what Free Your Mind is about then, huh?
Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the direction, you know, try to give my views and Moose Girl give her views about some of, you know, our experiences as they relate to what's going on in the world today.
And I think Dodd just wrote your first merchandise line.
Who?
Duh. I like doing acid at the IKEA store.
Oh, yeah, he had mentioned
I think
that.
That would be a nice tagline on a T-shirt for your merchandise.
You know, I've only been to an IKEA once or twice, and what a weird ass. I mean, it's like you're in a rat's maze. You know, you walk in one side, you can't go back out that way. You have to go all the way through all this crap, and then eventually you find the exit. And they'll put little snacks, you know, like they would in a mouse maze, you know, like they'd put the cheese in the mouse maze to get the mice to go to a certain spot.
somewhere, somebody is sitting and playing the IKEA game where they can lock and close entries and hallways for you and leave little treats for you on the way. And the game plot is to get Grimnir safely through the IKEA maze.
I guess so. But I think it's rare for people to enter an IKEA and leave unless they've made a purchase somewhere along the way.
I have done that.
Yeah, I've done that. I have this big entertainment center in my living room that I bought there.
My mom, you know, I have went through IKEA and not gotten anything. My mom just needed some boxes or something.
Okay. Anyway, so...
And I need boxes, so I'm going to go to IKEA soon. I'm not going to actually go there. I'm just going to go to their website. And
that would be better. That'd be so much better to go to the IKEA website.
Yeah.
You know, go.
Because of the corona, they got this click and collect thing.
They got what?
It's called... Well, it's very big in Denmark because of the COVID-19 paranoia.
What's it called?
Click and collect.
Click and collect.
Where you go to their website and you buy what you need, you pay for it, and then you can go 1 hour later and pick it up at the store.
They don't deliver?
Well, they do, but not within the hour. So if you need it like that and you just want it, then you go click and collect.
Click and collect. I think they call that, what do they call that? Touchless payment system over here or something like that. They've come up with so many new terms around this corona nonsense.
yeah.
And I actually talked about that a lot, you know, many months ago back on the predecessor show to this one.
Yeah, we got a whole new NLP set of lingo.
Oh, yeah. It's
the paranoia destroyer language got updated to version 2.0.
At least, yeah.
Here they mix it a lot with the Muslim scare.
Oh.
Because every time we see a big spike,
yeah,
in you know, people can you know that get the COVID, it's usually in the Muslim areas.
Okay, well they do the same here. But it's not Muslim because apparently they love the Muslims. But it's against the white people because you're all racist because you're white. You were born white, so you were born a racist. So that's how they mix the corona with racism here.
Here's
which you know
the Arabs, you know, because they don't read the safety guards and they meet up in big groups and hug. How dare they?
Right. And sometimes you know, some of the protected races. All of the protests and riots on the streets, those were okay because they weren't white people. Or even if there were white people in there, they were involved in whatever group that was out there protesting. But as soon as the white people went out and protested for whatever reason, whether it be against the lockdowns or in favor of the orange idiot, then those were all bad. Those were horrible things because those people were super spreaders because they were white and didn't believe in the whole socialist agenda. So,
well, the Black Lives Matter died here though.
Oh, well,
they had like this one big Facebook campaign and then they got like, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people or something for a big Black Lives Matter protest.
Okay.
And then the media gave the microphone to the spokes lady.
Right.
Of Black Lives Matter in Denmark. And she turned out to be the most ignorant, racist person ever spoken on Danish media.
Well, there's been a lot of them here. They've interviewed people at Black Lives Matter, Antifa type crap. And they're all freaking morons.
A couple of weeks later, they did their second protest.
Yeah.
And I think 25 people showed up.
Ooh, that'll yeah. change stuff. So.
And then it sort of just died, right?
Yeah, but anyway, here, if you were, you know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and you were out there protesting, it was A-okay. Perfect, good. You're burning down stores. That was a peaceful protest. You were doing, you know, beating up people for not looking exactly like you. That was a peaceful protest.
But it's because they got the liberal mindset, though, right? Someone who is oppressed can never be an oppressor.
How is that liberal?
Well, that would be the liberal mindset, if you ask me.
That's what it is to me.
That's how I would express the liberal mindset.
Well, if you look at classic liberalism, they were about freedom. They were not about forcing people to think the way they do.
They believed, right, that the role of state was to protect the individual rights and freedoms, right?
Yeah, minimalistic, you know.
Yeah.
Minarchist.
Well, they're still using state.
Yeah, minarchists are basically classic liberals, libertarians, classic liberals. But
I grew up with that, you know, it being about, you know, the and I think that's a lie though. But the idea, the concept that somebody who is oppressed cannot be an oppressor.
Right. Yeah.
So the least oppressing humans on this planet is the handicapped dwarf, lesbian, Negro, female, right?
I guess so.
She can never oppress anybody, right?
I guess not.
No matter what she does, she will always be a victim.
Do you have dwarf oppression going on over there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I just noticed you threw that in.
I think dwarves are pretty much accepted.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a dwarf city like they do in China.
They have a dwarf city in China?
They have a dwarf city in China where all the dwarves, there are tons of dwarves live there. And they live in like these little dwarf houses that look like little mushrooms.
It's Hobbiton.
And then they all work, and it's also a amusement park.
So
they all work there and doing parades and tricks, and they, you know.
And they represent Yeah, they represent the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
Swartzland. So
all the swamps of China can go there and seek work, and they will get an education in, like, you know, juggling or stuff like that.
That's useful.
and then tourists come and you can live there for, like, take a vacation in Dwarfland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an amusement park.
Great. All right. I just noticed that you mentioned dwarves in your conglomeration kind of
Well, you know, that kind of goes with handicap, though, right?
I don't know. Is being a dwarf being a handicap?
I would assume so, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is if you're trying to get something off the high shelf, but other than that.
I think there are 9 kinds of dwarfism.
All right.
And some of them you can't bend your knees, like some of them, and some of them you can.
Oh, well, that would be bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really not familiar with dwarves all that much. But
no, I once met a dwarf that was taller than me, though.
What now?
And it wasn't really that funny, but everybody else were amused. But
well,
I'm
wait,
standing
wait.
In a bar, and next to me, I was standing in a bar, and people started laughing. And I'm going, what? Next to me, this guy, dwarf, is looking down at me.
Well, how is he a dwarf if he's taller than you?
I'm not that tall. And dwarf isn't about how, really not about being how, you know, tall you are.
Right,
it's,
duh.
It's a way of growing.
Duh is asking, is a dwarf a dwarf? Well, I think
I'm
dwarf.
I'm sorry if I can't pronounce.
I think a dwarf is the individual, and dwarves would be the multiples, not individual, you know, the group. Or a couple. If you have two dwarfs would be dwarves. Two or more.
If they're hanging out together, right?
Well, it don't matter if they're hanging out together or not, I don't think, but...
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so I'm not afraid of dwarves.
You're talking about oppression, though.
Ah, right. Oppression.
Yeah.
Oppression. So don't oppress the dwarves or the dwarf. An individual dwarf or the multiple dwarves, or anybody else. Don't oppress anybody. That would be the key right there. And don't.
But we're almost getting through a show and not even mentioning wars.
Rasputin was no dwarf.
He wasn't.
No, he was. I don't think so. He was apparently a big old lover of the ladies, and the ladies loved him. So I don't know. Maybe ladies love dwarfs because I mean. I didn't even get to say it.
Okay, when I was, I think I was like 13 or 14 or something, and we'd been down behind the school and smoking spliff, and one of the bigger kids said, "You want to come to my place? I got dwarf porn." And I think 5 or 6 of us went to his mom's place where he was living, and he had this old videotape stuck under his mattress, and he put it on, and it was dwarf porn.
Dwarf porn.
Yeah, porn with the dwarf.
All right. Well, that's...
And then we watched that for 5 minutes, and then he put on Freddy Krueger. And we watched Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that's a nice transition from... Dwarf porn to horror.
It did not make me paranoid, though.
Did you ever see the
movie?
Well,
yeah, the Nightmare on Elm Street kind of made me paranoid.
When you went to sleep?
Yeah. For many years.
Well, you know, it's like Jaws. The movie Jaws apparently freaked people out from going swimming because they all thought suddenly there was going to be a shark swimming up and biting them in half. Which... Really?
Really?
I mean, you've been out there swimming your entire life. A shark ain't come up and bit you in half yet. So it's funny where the fear drives the paranoia through various methods, that being, you know, one of them, of course.
Especially because I believe cows kill a lot more people than sharks do in America, right?
I guess. I mean, there's certainly a lot more cows and...
a lot more people, get kicked in the head by cows than beaten by sharks.
You're probably right. I don't have those statistics available presently.
Pretty sure you can Google them, and they'll be right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes. Because it's ridiculous to fear, though, right?
It is. So that's the point of this show. When you're...
We finally got to the point. We got 5 minutes left.
Four. Anyway, when you're taking in information from whatever source it may be, and they're telling you, this is the horrible thing, this is all the bad stuff that's got to happen, and in order for you to do this, you need to be afraid. You need to be afraid of things. They're driving that paranoia. They're pushing you with that paranoia. Don't believe them. Look behind what they're saying and understand that they use words to try and convince you that what you're being told by them is only there to control you. It's not there because it's real. It is absolutely total control. And in this...
I was reading Foucault, right? The guy on the discourse. And he did a lot of writing on power.
Okay.
And he did a very interesting breakdown of what information and knowledge is, right?
All right.
And he said, I think that's very true. He said that it's within information's nature to alter behavior.
Sure.
So that's what information really does, is it alters behavior.
Right. And it's up to you to comprehend.
So if you want to look at a piece of information without looking at who gave it to you or what can it mean and all that, you can look at it as what does it, which behavior does it alter?
Absolutely.
What kind of change
does it
introduce?
Right.
Because that will tell you about what the intention or what the information is going to do to you.
Absolutely.
Because most of life is not about learning. It's just as much about being conscious with what you want to learn and what you don't want to learn.
And what direction you take that.
Yes. Because there is tons of knowledge and information and in that also conclusions and wisdom that I don't want to build. I like my naivety, right? I like trusting people, for instance.
You are a little naive.
I like that. So to protect my trust in people and what is good, I don't want to learn too much about what isn't.
Okay, that's good. There's no need to know.
I don't want it to alter me. I don't want the understanding that there are nasty dickhead psychos out there who, and most of them, I'm just going to go with most of those are within the ruling class. So as long as I stay clear and I know what the ruling class is going to do, because they're psycho warmongering, blood drinking satanic.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Baby eaters.
That I wanted to learn. Check mark, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to learn about how nasty my neighbor might be.
He might be a baby eater, too. We don't know.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't know?
Most people are good people.
Most people are...
But there is truly the idea of taking a piece of information, looking at how what kind of alteration to your behavior it seeks to do, and then rejecting it.
Right.
Because there are a lot of things I don't want to learn.
Yeah, that's probably good, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, whatever you're going to learn from us today is over, because we're done.
Yeah.
We'll be and back.
We boiled it all down to fungus, right?
Fungus. You brought the fungus among us.
Oh, it.
Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in that did tune in. We'll be back next Monday with another...
And don't be super spreaders.
Don't be.
Fear paranoia. Don't be super spreaders of the paranoia vibe.
Don't spread the paranoia. Spread the legs.
Spread the love.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll be back next Monday with another episode, hopefully.
And stop giving Grimnir money. It's over now.
No, you can keep giving me money.
Okay, keep giving Grimnir money.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'll take money anytime for any purpose. I don't care. But don't expect anything in return because it ain't coming.
No. You are, of course, the ruler of the planet, Grimnir.
So no, I think I made Flash the ruler of the planet.
No, I overruled that.
You didn't realize that you were living with the global ruler, did you?
No, I overruled it.
Yeah, no, Flash is...
I speak with a silent majority.
Flash is the commander of the world.
Yes.
I forget what we were talking about, but it came out that he should be in. All right, so on Wednesday, me and Moosey will be on here with... And we haven't picked the time yet. I think we have. I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern. Free your mind. Free your freaking mind. And then on Friday is Vin E. He does his show so easily. At 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's called American Dissonance. Then on Saturday, the new show, the new guy, Redneck Dentist, comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern. Check him out, man. It's a good show. We'll see where
it won't pull your teeth out, right?
He might. He just might.
Oh.
I mean, if you ask him, if he said, as a dentist, he doesn't do any unnecessary procedures. But if you say, hey, I want these teeth out, that would be necessary then, right?
Mm.
And Saturday. Sunday is I play the blues in the morning, Hal comes on in the afternoon, and Gary L. in the evening. It's a full day of broadcasting here on Sunday, man.
That's three strikes, and then we're out.
those are three home runs. Those
is strikes not a good thing then?
Well, when you swing at the ball and miss, that's a strike, and if you get
then it's three home runs.
Three home runs.
I gotta talk to Beetle then. He's been striking me for ages.
That mother striker. All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. We'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, peace. Have a good one.